Joining us now as we welcome him into the studio is an old friend of the show, Zippy the Clown.
Oh man! It has been a long time.
Morning.
Good morning, Mewbies.
How are you, Zippy?
I'm Zippy the Clown, and I'm here with your Friday humor bag.
Oh, Friday humor bag.
Yes. I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn.
Your sunburn?
It doesn't cure it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs.
Okay.
I thought we were going to get you a rib shot there, but yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. Just keep going.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
What?
What?
She gagged!
Okay.
He still has a stinger.
What's worse than waking up at a party and finding a penis drawn on your face? Finding out it was traced!
Okay.
Yesterday, I accidentally sent a naked picture of myself to everyone in my address book.
You did?
Not only was it embarrassing, but it cost a fortune in stamps.
Okay. You're starting to kill it now.
A huge bouquet of roses arrives at the office on a Friday, and the brunette says excitedly to her blonde friend, "They're from my boyfriend. You know what this means? I'll be spending this entire weekend on my back with my legs in the air." And the blonde says, "Don't you have a vase?" How many feminists does it take to change a light bulb?
Feminists to change a light bulb. I don't know. How many?
One. Men can be feminists, too. They can.
Whoa.
Did
you go into AFib just then?
What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
What?
Hand eye!
Oh my god. That is so stupid, it's funny.
What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial, right?
No, because it's got little legs.
Oh, that's what makes him short, yeah.
Fun fact! Although I don't normally do dark humor, I know a good joke about Jonestown.
Oh, okay.
But the punchline's too long, so we're going to skip that one. Three women are sitting at a bar and having a conversation about how loose they are. I can fit a sausage, says one. I can fit a cucumber, says another. And the last one doesn't say anything. She just slides down the bar stool.
Oh my god.
And finally, what's the difference between an epileptic corn farmer and a hooker with diarrhea?
I don't know.
Well, the corn farmer shucks between fits.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Zippy the Clown. We hadn't talked to him in 20 years, I bet.
I'll say this.
Never again.
He is high energy.
I love Zippy. It was great to see him again.